With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Celtic Now and for our podcast. My name is Ryan Clifford. Today's guest we have John. John Clifford, how you doing, mate?
You doing fine, hell well.
Hell well. Well, obviously, it's just a recap of the Scottish Cup victory, quadruple treble. We've all kind of relaxed now, took it in, sampled the celebrations, and kind of look back on the game. Obviously, your first initial thoughts after the game, John?
Delighted to get the victory. Quadruple trebles, an unbelievable achievement. Every team's cup finals is beating you. The trial end to beat you, as we've seen, especially this season. Undoubtedly, unbelievable, great praise must be put on all the players that have appeared in the four trebles, starting for the Rodgers first season. So, it's just congratulations to everybody involved.
For me, it's just amazing. I think take away what's been happening in the league, I just think it's brilliant to actually think. But then, for me, I've kind of been brought up success. So you've seen a treble with O'Neill, but again, I was only a young guy. So, but to see four within the last 4 or 5 years, it's kind of hard to picture that I've been involved in, because obviously, like yourself, brought up in like the 90s and stuff and didn't really see a lot of success. So for maybe fans my age, you're kind of spoiled, and it's just, it doesn't really matter kind of how we played. When you look back, you've won the treble, so it's amazing.
If you win a cup or a league, nobody thinks about how you played. It's just getting over the line, getting a success. All the negatives on the back of your mind, you don't think about them. It's just all positives. Plenty of positives the day in the first half, but after that, I was about it, wasn't it?
I think there's been a lot of, as you say, a lot of players who have played in it. McGregor's, Brown, Rogic, they've all played in all the cup finals, which is, to me, even guys like Rogic, who was supposed to be away in the summer. I think it's, as we spoke about the £4 million, for me, I'd have rather said nah, like we've did, and he's been superb. But I think even when he came on, as we've spoke about, he's always in the half turn, and having guys like that in your team, you're always going to have the chance to win stuff like this. And again, it's just hard to kind of picture us not winning anything, because you've been brought up through success. So, but going through to the game, obviously Christie's goal, it was a wonderful goal. It's kind of a carbon copy of the goal against Aberdeen in the semi-final. It was just a very good start in the game.
Great start. What a finish. And you thought Celtic would stride on for air. And you probably talk about the second goal, but up to half-time, it was all good, wasn't it?
It was a bit more late Celtic. It was quicker. As we were talking, that you could see it was a league above in a way. Celtic were physical, they were taking the game to Hearts, and I think Hearts, it was a bit of fear, I think, you know, and Christie's goal was wonderful, but the penalty for Edouard, for me, that's ridiculous. I think every time you see it, it's I don't think it's ever going to get good to watch. It was just cheeky, ridiculous. It was just amazing. And obviously, Neil McCann, the bit of wee man he is, for his comments, saying it was disrespectful and blah, blah, blah. He's only saying that because he's hurting. Because you know he's still won another trophy. And it was just, I know Edouard didn't really do much in the game, but it was just, to do that at any level, but to do it in a cup final was just unbelievable.
Especially in a cup final, and especially with the pressure that the players have been playing under this season, that hanging over their head, and the performances of late, last couple of months, to have the audacity to try something like that was absolutely outrageous, and it gets better every time I see it, to be honest. It was great to see Gordon try to smack him with a ball. It was brilliant.
It was funny, because obviously, at the time, you're not thinking what he's done, but when you look back, I think maybe Gordon maybe just took it as fuck you, why did that to me, but he's not doing that because Gordon's in goal, he's doing it because he knows he can do it, and he wanted to score, so, aye, it was brilliant. I thought, to be fair, I thought Craig Gordon had a good game to fit him, to put it today. Again, he's probably a guy we should have probably had in on it, but that's for another day. But the two goals, as much as we've won, the three goals, sorry, that we conceded, as much as we've won a quadruple treble, and you've got to kind of strip it back, you've got to look at the negatives, and the three goals we lost are very, very poor three goals, and especially the first one, that was, we've got to, and it was a very good header, but they've got to do better, especially for Ayer. You've obviously got to stop the cross. I thought the goal might have done you a bit better, but for the first goal, I think it, for the first half when you've went out 2-0 and up, and then you've come back in and you've come flying out like that, it didn't really start very well in the second half.
The negative start at the first minute for me. I've been saying to you, do not concede free kicks, run about the box, do not concede corners. First minute, Duffy goes rushing out of the left hand side. It might have been a harsh foul, but he's dived in, gave away the foul. In the first minute, you're under pressure right away because you've been defending so poorly the previous couple of months. Shocking decision for Duffy going out to shut the guy down. The rest of the first half was good, but I'm just panicking every time we concede a corner. Even a free kick for the halfway line, getting whacked into your box, so it's dangerous. We're so fragile, it's unbelievable. I would fancy any team to score against us if they can get the ball. It's maybe into the wider areas and get balls into the box because we're so vulnerable, it's unbelievable.
There are two goals as well. It's obviously the goal went near the line, and then the goalkeeper for the third one, I thought the goalie was terrible in the two goals. As a young boy, I know he saved us in the end with the penalty shoot, but see, if, let's be honest, we did draw the game. You've got to, it's unbelievable achievements. All the players deserve all the accolades they deserve and celebrations, but as fans, you've got to kind of take away that win and look at the game, and any other team in the league must be looking at us and thinking, fucking hell, we can get a goal against them at any opportunity, because, let's be fair, Hearts, yes, they're maybe a Premiership team and a Championship, but they're a league below you, and 2-0, I know we're looking good, but it just, as you say, you're thinking every time, the ball's in the box, they're going to concede goals, and I don't think it's good enough. We'll talk about recruitment again, but just on the goals, I just think, as you say, go to do better. And it's, you can do a lot of training and whatever else, but the guys on the park just need to defend, and I don't think we're defending very well.
Yeah, it's very poor, to be honest with you. It's maybe not just the centre-halves as well, so the whole team. So, to be fair, today I did see you, Eddie Edwards sprinting, chasing people down, which I've not seen for a long time. But it's not just the defence, it's the whole team that's got to get better as a unit when we're defending.
And obviously, there was moments in the second half with Julian and Duffy missing the ball and the guy nearly in full scoring. That was comical. It was like fucking Chuckle Brothers. If you were looking at it as a neutral, who the fuck are they two guys? Like, you wouldn't think one's played at the top French division and one's played for Ireland and Premier League. It's just, I know you can make mistakes and you know what to criticise the players too much because of what they've done. But as a fan, people might say I'm maybe too critical, but it's hard to watch that when you've maybe not seen that in a while. I just think something's got to change. I don't know what's got to change defensively.
I'll tell you what's got to change. Need two fucking centre-halves try and stop being fucking football players and try and play in 50, 60-yard diagonals because you can't fucking do it. End of. Put a stop to it. Give the ball to a guy that can play the pass, a simple pass. They've got a 10, 15-yard pass. No, they want to play the long fucking diagonals, raking passes. And it either goes out the park or a gateway possession. No good enough, end of.
Well, Shane Duffy and Julian done it. Duffy's done it since he's been here. Trying the long passes, doesn't work. It's no Celtic's game. It's never worked and it won't work. So I do agree with you there. Going on to Brown. I want to talk about Brown a bit. There's a lot of talk about him playing or no playing. Will Sorrow play? I thought he deserved. Sorry, I thought he played well today and kind of deserved his start by his performance. I thought he was brilliant. Did get a bit leggy near the end, but again, you're expecting that. He's 30 years now. I thought he was brilliant. I thought in the first half he was swagging about. I think he looked like he was enjoying himself again. Back to the Brown we've seen. He just kind of bossed Naismith in the middle of the park. It was at Halliday. I think he was winding him up. It was good to watch again that he was kind of back to his old self again. I don't think he'd done much wrong in the second half. Again, it was just his legs. But I thought he was really good, and it's the kind of guy we've seen before the last few games that he's kind of not been himself.
First half, he was pretty impressive, just doing a simple thing. Obviously, as the game got on, he'd a wee couple of notes, didn't he, for that wee rat Naismith. Fucking tramping on him, do you want to talk about that?
I'd like to think the SBF, SFA compliance officer will be getting back to that because it was ridiculous. It was people going to say, oh, it was, you seen it, he could have easily put his foot away. And I think Brown knew he meant it. And the referees just turned a blind eye again, which it's not really a surprising thing to see, is it?
No, he done it at Tyne Castle and all the wee rat. As I said to you today, he's one of the wee players that if he's not playing your team, you absolutely despise him. But if he's in your team, you love him. But he's a naughty wee character, so he is. And it's not just Celtic, he does it against, by the way, he does it against a lot of teams. I've seen him on the telly. He's a naughty wee man. I wish Sunday would just smash him.
I agree. I think, see, on the football park, for the guys, it is if you give them one, no bite of legs, no do any damage to them, but you give them a tackle and let them all learn. I think maybe Brown 10 years ago might have done that, but he's matured now and he's obviously a captain and he's a wiser player now. I think he's kind of wise enough to not do that anymore, but I do agree with you. Naismith is a good player and he has been, but that side of his game, I think, is not very nice. There's ways of doing it. And I think, for me, I don't think, again, it'll get talked about because it'll get a blind eye. I think if Celtic didn't win the game, I think it might have got flagged up about sending halves and whatever else. Again, you don't want to talk about too much because it's no really what's the big deal about the game, but I do agree with you, it was ridiculous. And I think it's going to get, should I say, stamped out the game. It was no nice. It could have been a bad injury on Brown.
Yeah, as you said, years ago, Scott Brown might have reacted to that, but fair play to him. He was cool and calm and disciplined and didn't get involved. We knew Brown would get booked at some point in the game, right enough. But Naismith, I don't like him. Not a wee character.
Again, obviously, if we're talking about me maybe being a critic, I don't know if it's justified, if it's no. I like people to kind of, when they listen to this, say, ah, you're right, Ryan, or you're no right, or you're well off there. But nobody will convince me that Greg Taylor's going to be Celtic's left back, or he's going to improve Celtic. I take my half, the guy, he's playing with Celtic, far better player than me. He will achieve something I'll never do, is win, even be a football player at that level. I'll never be, so I can't criticise the guy in a way, but as a fan, I'm criticising in the sentence he's getting picked when, for me, Laxalt's got to play. Fair enough, he played well last week, so he's in on merit, but going forward, I don't see him making us, if we want to go into Europe and do better, we've got to recruit better. Again, he's getting played, so he's playing, he's trying his best, but again, for me, it's not good enough. Nobody will convince me that he's good enough, no matter if he goes and scores four goals against Rangers or whatever else, it's not going to convince me. It's just my opinion. I don't know what yours is on that, John, but I don't think, I've seen enough of it now. He did have a few good balls in the box today for Edouard, but simple stuff, like putting the ball at the park and touch, and it's not good enough for me at that level. I think, again, that's just my opinion.
He's a neat, tidy player. He keeps possession at most times. He's, up until last week, I've never really seen him getting in behind. Today, he put a couple of decent balls into dangerous areas across the box. But I'm along the same lines as you. I don't think he's... For Celtic to win four trebles in a row and to think that he's played a big part of that, you would never have thought. So I don't think you don't want to condemn the guy. He's a professional football player. Something that he's never done and never will do. He's played for his country. But for Celtic to improve domestically and in Europe, you need an upgrade on him. And that's no saying he's a bad player. You're looking to get somebody better.
He's definitely not a bad player. It's just for me, I just think... Maybe, I don't know if it's because you've been spoiled with Tierney and you're kind of expecting to have the players all the time. You're going to get a few bad ones or a few guys that are no up to it and whatever else. I just think that the new, we might need a better way, but I think recruitment level is going to be better. We're also talking about goalkeeping defence. I just think, for me, if it's £10 million for Foster in January, just go and fucking pay it. We've got to get a solid goalkeeper, because I think if you've got a solid keeper, the rest of the team is confident. They're going to go in the park knowing that he might save you with a free kick, or he might come out in the last minute and catch the ball and it relieves the pressure. He's a world class goalkeeper for me, and I think it's something, maybe not him, but somebody of that ilk, I think we've got to have. And defensively, again, I don't know if that will help the defence settle down, but for me, we're making too many silly mistakes and we've got to recruit better, in my opinion, especially defensively and goalkeeping.
Yeah, if you want to talk about Foster, he's so physically imposing. He fills that goal up. The goal must look tiny if you're burdened down in goal and he's in. He proved he was here last season how good a goalkeeper he was. He's played for England too, who they think they're one of the best teams in the world. We know they're no, but he's languishing in fucking second or third choice at Southampton. He's getting a lot of money at Southampton. A lot of players will just pick up their money, but a lot of players want to play and go and play. As you say, if you kind of get Foster, you want somebody that standard. You fancied Joe Hart, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he'd walk up here, because he doesn't play at Spurs, didn't he? No?
I think just a couple of league games now and again.
Somebody that old, somebody that's played at a high level. Say goalkeepers play at their 40, whatever, he's still got a few years left in him. Something like that. I thought Ayer was fairly decent today. In the back five, I thought Ayer was the best out of a lot of them. Duffy, big French centre half, Julian Taylor, was no bad. But the goal, I said last week, go to play that goal, the young goalie, because he's not put a foot wrong yet. Because the other two have had their chances and have made big mistakes. Unfortunately for Conor Hazard, they made big mistakes today that I think will cost him, that I think he'll beat the team now.
Because when you're talking about Joe Hart, obviously there's a lot of Twitter talk about would you take him, would you know, and I was a big guy for me. The guy's played in Serie A, England caps, won championships for Man City. You don't become a bad goalie overnight. He's not a bad goalkeeper. End of the day, if he is Spurs number two, Spurs number two isn't a shite goalie. Mourinho wouldn't sign you if you're a bad goalkeeper. So I was a big eye for him. I'd have been out and got him if he couldn't get Foster. Obviously, we're talking about Craig Gordon. Again, I don't know why he was let go. Obviously, he left to go and play more. But again, I think if he was still here, he might have played all season. But I just think when it comes to recruitment, we need to do a lot better. In a way, I do feel for Edouard in the way that he's up there isolated. The one man up front for me, I've said it in other podcasts, and the one man up front for me just doesn't work. I don't like it. I didn't like it as a player. I don't like watching it. If the ball's up to Edouard, he fucks it on. There's nobody there. You're chasing a lost cause all the time. It didn't help when you're two each and you're kind of chasing the game. And well, when he loses the ball, that's it. And the pressure's back on again. I just think that as much as we've won a quadruple treble, it's amazing. You don't want to criticise too much, but for me, it's probably saved the manager again a few weeks, because the second half performance has been silly all season, and it wasn't pretty to watch, in my opinion.
Nah, it's hot and cold, isn't it? Nicely cold. First half was... I was sitting at half-time like that. This could be 4-5-6. Celtic were so dominant. But to be fair to Hearts, they changed their shape a wee bit in the second half to combat Celtic, and they ended up playing the front foot, and they looked dangerous every time they came forward.
A lot of fans might listen to this or other podcasts, and they might criticise fans because they're criticising players and blah, 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 saying you're not a real fan because you're this. The fans are hot and cold like the players are now because of what's happening. You've just come back after treble. They're winning the league, and then you're seeing this, and then you're seeing the recruitment. The fans are going to get a bit, this isn't good enough. Because you've set standards, you need to continue the standards, and for me, the standards are slipping. As much as to come back and win the day, it is good character, and it's as a winning mentality. You won another final. It's again, the guys like Brown, Rogic, McGregor. You seen Brown after the full goal, he was in the player's face, he's going off, he's not running about shouting, bawling, celebrating. He knows what it means to win. And for me, it kind of epitomised performance. I thought it was brilliant today again. But I just think fans will probably say, but you just want a quadruple treble. Why you want him to be the manager? For me, it doesn't pay for what we've seen all season. You've won the cup and you're brilliant, you're full of accolades for the players, but in the day we've drew with Hearts, you've not won the game, you've only won 2 out of 14 realistically. But I don't know if that's maybe me, John, being too critical, I don't know, but if it doesn't really give you a lot of positives getting into the Rangers game coming up, because I don't know, it's just my opinion. I don't know what you think about that, John. But
you're critical because you can accept defeat and no playing well, whatever, but you strive to be better, don't you? You always want to be better. Domestically, Celtic have been sweeping all before them for years now. But I think with Lennon in charge, for Celtic to go forward and be that, I mean, in Europe, I think you need change. As I've said, a different model at Celtic, whatever. I was talking about Bowman when we were in Germany watching the Leipzig game. Is they've got a model that's absolutely unbelievable, and they're still fine. That Bundesliga, maybe second in the league or something, second, third. I think she could do on a road like that. Change it. It might take 2 or 3 years of hurt for long-term success, but that's the way I'd be looking at it.
Because I know it's very hard to come on and criticise the boys after what they've just done, because as I've wrote on my Twitter and stuff, it's you've got to just enjoy this, take it in, celebrate it, because it's, excuse my French, it is fucking amazing. It's frightening to be alive and see this. It's been a horrible year. People have died with this virus and people are still dying in hospital, and there's not a lot to cheer Celtic fans, and a lot of people have not had a lot to be happy about this year. And I think this does put a wee bit of happiness in people's faces, and for 90 minutes you're celebrating. You've celebrated a game of football. You've not been there to see it, but it gave you a wee smile and a wee bit of happiness. And I think it is amazing what they've done. We've got to sit back and enjoy it and look at all the highlights of the games and the goals and celebrate it all, because as Martin Neil alluded to before the game, Rangers will come strong, Aberdeen will come strong, Hibs will come strong, everybody in life in general, it moves on. Celtic, we're not always going to win every title, even when I pass away and we all pass away, we're not going to win every title. But as you say, you want to win, because you've won everything, you expect to win everything in a way, as fans, you want to win everything. I just think it's a good ending in a way. It's no end of the year yet, but it's a good ending to what's been a horrific year for Celtic. No, horrific few months on the park for Celtic, and maybe horrific year for kind of the Celtic family and the whole virus.
I hope the fans kind of lay off when and everybody gathers round and gives him a bit of praise, because he does deserve the praise for being a big part of the quadruple treble. But moving forward, I would probably like to see him try and get the team better and try and improve and get closer to Rangers and give him to the end of the season and thank him, and then move on, get somebody else and try something different. But he deserves all the accolades that he gave himself. He gave himself a few accolades, fair play to him. People maybe lay off him until the next game.
I do agree with what he says, and for him to do that as a player and a manager is unbelievable. So that's him in with your Steens and O'Neill's to be up by the guys. That is, nobody can take it away from him. As I've said, seeing 20 years, 30 years' time, you'll be sitting in pubs and you were talking about these guys. I agree with them for what these guys have done, take away the league from them. To win 4 in a row Rangers fans can say what they want. Oh, he's all shite today, he's been shite all season. Listen, Celtic have won 12 trophies in a row. It's something that Rangers fans might never see that. I don't think they ever will, in my opinion. But I mean, to win 12 in a row, consecutive trophies, it's to win 4, it is speechless. I'm speechless about it, as much as we're kind of, you're criticising the team in a way, but it's very hard to sit here and it is hard to criticise the team. It's just won 4 trophies, 4 quadruple trebles in a row.
I hope they enjoyed their night. I hope they got absolutely smashed. Lennon says they're training tomorrow, but I think they might be a bit fragile on it or not.
You've definitely got to enjoy it. As fans, it's just a shame that the fans can't go at it and enjoy it in pubs and all the Irish bars and the town and really enjoy it, because again, you just need to spend it with families and really, really take it in, because never know, we might never win another trophy in the next 2-3 years.
Aye.
We might never win another one this year. We might. I hope we do. But you just need to, every trophy, you need to take it in. Just what I can finish on, obviously, I liked the way O'Neill was talking before the game, and I liked the fact that he was talking about ex-pros and pundits talking about Celtic and what Celtic have done, and basically he was basically saying they don't get enough credit. And my opinion is, I agree with him. People say I'm maybe talking up the rang three bit, but I don't think Celtic have got barely any credit for what they've done. Again, the day there was Premiership games on the day when it was a Scottish Cup. Never have I seen that. Teams playing on a Scottish Cup final day. That's a national final. It should be no games. It should be that's the biggest spectacle in Scottish football. It should be played where nobody else is playing. I don't think Celtic get enough credit. I still don't think they will get enough credit for this. Again, I don't know if I've been, if it's just me even, but I didn't see this game getting a lot of publicity. I didn't see it in papers all during the week. I didn't see it in, it was only really on Celtic forums and blah, blah, blah. I didn't see the BBC or Sky Sports or BT or Premier, whatever it was, talking about it constantly. I don't think Celtic get the credit for what they've done, even under Rodgers. It's always Rangers have not been there, or Hibs have been shite, Hearts have been shite, blah, blah, blah. I just think that they need to give us a bit of credit, in my opinion. I don't know what you think about that, John, but that's just my opinion.
I think you're right. I don't think they do get enough credit. The accolades that they get are well deserved. It's not just four trebles, remember, they've won. I mean, league championships in a row, as well as other trophies. Who cares if Rangers won the? And then we get the time. When in the 90s, when Rangers were flying, Celtic were struggling. Celtic won the second in the league. Celtic were third and fourth in the league. It's no easy. It's very difficult to win a game, never mind nine league championships in a row. Four trebles. It's unbelievable. It's hard to, when you sit and think about it, how difficult it is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we just take it for granted because we're going through a wee golden spell. But there will be dark days ahead, and don't get too down about it. You just think of the fucking good times you had, and you will come back again and be winners again.
So obviously I'm saying for my angle, for my age, I think you've got to just enjoy it, because obviously yourself, you've seen the good times, the bad times. The only thing, as you say, is if we get beaten Wednesday or Falls County, that's it. What they've just done the days, fans are going to just ignore that, because you'll be behind the league again, and that's just the way football is. It's football is a every hour, every day it changes. That's why I'm a big thing, just enjoy it. For me, it's amazing, I think, for a lot of fans my age to see, because even though I'm only 27, these guys are still your heroes. You would pay anything to go and watch them. And it's hard to own these podcasts and actually criticise them, because you know they're doing stuff that I'll never do, but, and they're giving you so much joy. But obviously because of the wee spell we've been through, it's hard to watch, and sometimes maybe criticism is overboard because you're emotional. But just overall, as much as we've done a game and blah blah blah, but take away, we've stepped it back and we've looked at it, take away it all. You've won four trebles in a row, and like guys like Griffiths and Rogic, Brown, Ayer, these guys have been through all this. It's, I take my hat off them, because as McGregor says, I've used about getting in every day, you need to try your hardest. You're off the park, you need to be a winner. You've got to live your life. And I do take my heart to these guys, because I don't think they do get enough credit off other fans and other outlets. I just think it's amazing what they've done. And just, it's just phenomenal to actually see it happening, to be alive and see it.
Just enjoy it while it's happening. So I say, there will be dark days ahead, undoubtedly. But we will rise up again. It goes in cycles, and at the moment it's our turn. Hopefully it lasts a bit longer, but I'll not be too despondent when it doesn't go your way.
And obviously you've got the games coming up to Ibrox, you've got Bass County on Wednesday, we were obviously talking about, now for me, you've got to kind of maybe manage Brown now, the next three games. Ross County at home, do you need Scott Brown? Probably no. Hammond away, do you need Scott Brown? Probably no, no. But then you get United at home, then Rangers came up. I think we've got to win these three games now to give you a bit of momentum going into the game at Ibrox, which hopefully we'll win. But I just think going to Wednesday's game, I'd imagine there'll be a few changes. I'd imagine maybe Sorrow would come in for Brown. Frimpong came on the day. People maybe gave me abuse, but I don't think the guy's good enough as yet. I still think he's too young. No, too young. I just think he's no physical enough. He gives the ball away far too much. I just think he's in a rush all the time, wants to play the ball. I just think he will. I think he's a very good talent. I think he will be a very good player in the future, but I just think, I don't know if he's a starter for me. But I think we will freshen the team up Wednesday, give maybe guys like Brown, maybe Elanusi, maybe a rest. But it's a must-win game again, and Wednesday you finish your treble, and then another must-win game on Wednesday.
Who's your goalie Wednesday?
See, it's, for me, it's just, I know the guy Hazard has come in and done well with penalty shoot. For me, I've just been a big thing now, just Barkas and goals and play him. Just play him. You paid the money for him, just play him. If he makes a mistake, fine. We need to just get on with the Rangers, up to the Rangers game, and just stick with a goalie and stick with him. For me, would I play Hazard at Ibrox? No. Again, you can say that to the other two, but I'd rather have Bain or Barkas at Ibrox. It's just my opinion. But going to Wednesday, again, he's just finished a final now, and he's on to Wednesday, and you've got another tough decisions to make.
I think it'll be definitely rotation, next two, three games before the game at Ibrox. You probably not see too many changes, because you want to kind of keep the strongest team as possible on the park. You don't know, but you played for 2 hours a day, so Brown looked as if he was really struggling with his groin or whatever. There'll definitely be a couple of changes. You might see Turnbull drop out maybe Wednesday. I don't think he impressed too much today. Still great receiving the ball in a half turn and whatever again, but nice wee bit of skill flicking the ball and skilling a dangerous ball in. But I think Sorrow will come in. It's good to see whether people like him or no, Mikey Johnson. It was good to see a winger actually in the park. Celtic been missing wide players so badly. I think you'll see Mikey Johnson getting minutes the next two or three games ahead of the game at Ibrox. And it wouldn't surprise me if Mikey Johnson starts the game at Ibrox. We'll try that right now. Yeah. I think the manager's a big fan of his. James Forrest was his golden boy. And now I think Mikey Johnson's the new golden boy for Lennon.
Aye, definitely. Thanks for your time again, John. Just brilliant to watch the win of the day, and we'll enjoy it, we'll take it in, and we'll look back at it all, and hopefully it's not the last time we celebrate. But thanks again, John, and that's us on the Celtic Now and for our podcast. Thanks, John. Cheers.
Cheers.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.